我们要继续和弟兄姊妹来交通。
We'll continue to share with brothers and sisters.
从以西结书。
From the book of Ezekiel.
我们来看在意象控制下的侍奉。
We'll look at to serve under the control of the vision.
我想开头的时候我们还是先读一点主的话。
I think we'll begin by reading the word of the Lord.
早上这一堂呢我们可能要读的圣经比较多。
This morning we'll read a few passages.
那么请弟兄姊妹很耐心的啊跟我一起能把这些圣经读过。
I'd like brothers and sisters to have some patience to read it with us.
我们先读以西结书第一章全章。
We'll read the whole chapter of Ezekiel, chapter 1.
当三十年四月初五日，以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开了，得见神的异象。这是约雅金王被掳去第五年四月初五日，在加勒底人之地加巴鲁河边，耶和华的话特特临到布西的儿子祭司以西结，耶和华的灵降在他身上。
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 1. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Kabar, that the heavens were open, and I saw visions of God. In the 5th day of the month, which was the 5th year of King Jehoiakim's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Kabar.And the hand of the Lord was there upon him.
我观看见狂风从北方刮来，随着有一朵包括闪烁火的大云，周围有光辉，从其中的火内发出好像光耀的金金。又从其中显出四个活物的形象来，它们的形状是这样，有人的形象。各有四个脸面，四个翅膀，他们的脚是直的，脚掌好像牛犊之蹄，都灿烂如同光明的铜。在四面的翅膀以下有人的手，这四活物的脸和翅膀乃是这样，翅膀彼此相接，行走并不转身，俱各直往前行。至于脸的形象，前面各有人的脸，右面各有狮子的脸，左面各有牛的脸，后面各有鹰的脸，各展开上边的两个翅膀相接，各以下边的两个翅膀遮体。他们俱各直往前行，灵往哪里去，他们就往哪里去，行走并不转身。至于四活物的形象，就如烧着火炭的形状，又如火把的形状。火在四湖中间上去下来，这火有光辉，从火中发出闪电，这活物往来奔走，好像电光一闪。
Verse 4, And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof, as the color of the amber, out of the midst of the fire.Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and everyone had four faces, and everyone had four wings, and their feet were straight feet, and the sole of the feet were like the sole of the calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of the burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides, and they four had their faces and their wings.Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went every one straight forward. And as for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man and the face of a lion on the right side, and their four had the face of an ox on the left side. They four also had the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings of every one were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies, and they went every one straight forward.Whether the spirit was to go, they went, and they turned not when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, and like the appearance of lambs, lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning, and the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning.
第十五节
Verse 15.
我正观看活物的时候，见活物的脸庞各有一轮在地上，轮的形状和颜色好像水苍玉，四轮都是一个样式，形状和做法好像轮中套轮。轮行走的时候，向四方都能直行，并不调转。至于轮网，高而可畏。四个轮网周围满有眼睛。活物行走，轮也在旁边行走。活物从地上升，轮也都上升。灵往哪里去，活物就往哪里去。活物上升，轮也在活物旁边上升，因为活物的灵在轮中。那些行走，这些也行走；那些站住，这些也站住；那些从地上升，轮也在旁边上升，因为活物的灵在轮中。活物的头以上，
Verse 15, Now as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures, with his four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of a barrel, and they four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were one wheel, a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides, and they turned not when they went. As for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes around about them four. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Whithersoever the spirit was to go, they went. Thither was their spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. When those went, these went. And when those stood, these stood. And when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels.
22节
Verse 22.
活物的头以上有穹苍的形象，看着像可畏的水晶铺张在活物的头以上，穹苍以下活物的翅膀直张，彼此相对，每活物有两个翅膀遮体。活物行走的时候，我听见翅膀的响声，像大水的响声，像全能者的声音，也像军队轰嚷的声音。活物站住的时候，便将翅膀垂下，在他们头以上的穹苍之上有声音，他们站住的时候便将翅膀垂下。
Verse 22, And the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creature was as the color of the terrible crystal, stretched forth over their heads above. And under the firmament were their wings straight, the one toward the other. Every one had two, which covered on this side, and every one had two, which covered on that side, their bodies. And when they went, I heard a noise of their wings like the noise of the great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of an host. When they stood, they let down their wings. And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads where they, when they stood and had let down their wings.
26节
Verse 26.
在他们头以上的穹苍之上有宝座的形象，仿佛蓝宝石，在宝座形象以上有仿佛人的形状，我见从他腰以上有仿佛光耀的金睛，周围都有火的形状；又见从他腰以下有仿佛火的形状，周围也有光辉。下雨的日子，云中红的形状怎样，周围光辉的形状也是怎样。这就是耶和华荣耀的形象。我一见就俯伏在地，又听见一位说话的声音。
Verse 26, And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loin even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward, I saw as it were the appearance of fire. And it had brightness round about, as the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake.
我想当我们读完这张圣经之后啊
I think after we finish reading this chapter,
可能会有很多弟兄姊妹问说这是什么
So I think a lot of brothers and sisters would ask, what is this?
就好像以色列人在旷野里面看见玛拿一样
It's just like when the Israelites, they saw manna in the wilderness.
他们说这是什么
They asked, what is this?
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常重要的启示。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important revelation.
我们盼望主的灵今天早晨给我们恩典，让我们能把这些话把它解开。
We hope that we have grace from the Spirit of God that He would have grace for us to open up these words.
我要再请弟兄姊妹读37章。
Let's turn to chapter 37.
我们从第一节读到14节。
We start reading from verse 1 through verse 14.
耶和华的灵降在我身上，耶和华将借他的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中，这平原遍满骸骨。他使我从骸骨的四围经过，谁知在平原的骸骨甚多，而且极其枯干。
Verse 1, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and though they were very dry.
第三节
Verse 3,
他对我说人子啊这些骸骨能复活吗我说主耶和华你是知道的。他又对我说你向这些骸骨发预言说枯干的骸骨啊要听耶和华的话主耶和华对这些骸骨如此说我必使气息进入你们里面你们就要活了
Verse 3 And he said unto me Son of man can these bones live And I answered O Lord God thou knowest Again he said unto me Prophesy upon these bones and say unto themO ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live.
第六节
Verse 6.
我必给你们加上筋，使你们长肉，又将皮遮蔽你们，使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了，你们便知道我是耶和华。
Verse 6, And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord.
第七节于是我遵命说预言正说预言的时候不料有响声有地震骨与骨互相联络我观看见骸骨上有筋也长了肉又皮遮蔽其上只是还没有气息
Verse 7, So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone, and when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered from above, but there was no breath in them.
第九节，主对我说，人子啊，要发预言，向风发预言，说，主耶和华如此说，气息啊，要从四方而来，吹在这些被杀的人身上。使他们活了于是我遵命说预言气息就从骸就进入骸骨骸骨便活了并且站起来成为极大的军队
Verse 9 Then said he unto me Prophesy unto the wind Prophesy son of man And say to the wind That saith the Lord God Come from the four winds O breath And breathe upon these slain That they may live So I prophesied as he commanded me And the breath came into them And they livedAnd stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army.
第十一节
Verse 11.
主对我说人子啊这些骸骨就是以色列全家他们说我们的骨头枯干了我们的指望失去了我们灭绝尽尽了所以你要发预言对他们说主耶和华如此说我的民啊我必开你们的坟墓使你们从坟墓中出来领你们进入以色列地
Verse 11, Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel.
13节,
Verse 13.
我的民啊, 我要开你们的坟墓, 使你们从坟墓中出来, 你们就知道我是耶和华, 我必将我的灵放在你们里面, 你们就要活了, 我要将你们安置在本地, 你们就知道我耶和华如此说, 也如此成就了。
Verse 13, And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land, then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord.
我们昨天早晨已经和弟兄姊妹讲到,
Yesterday morning, we told brothers and sisters,
在神那个荣耀的旨意里面,
In God's will of glory,
他要得着一些侍奉的人,
He will gain a group of people, a man who would serve.
而以西结在预表中把神在创世以前所要的那个侍奉人的光景完全表现出来。
And Ezekiel, in this type, he has completely and perfectly manifested what God wanted in his creation, what he wanted a man of service.
在旧约时代中间，他的这个预表可以说呢，把基督到地上来要成为侍奉人所有的光景，通通把它显明出来。In
the Old Testament, we could say that he has manifested what Christ, when he came to the earth, to manifest that man of service completely show forth to us.
我们知道，他把神所要的那个侍奉人的那个身份。 就借着人子的意义把它显明出来。
We know that through the status or the identity of that man of service or in that son of at the position of son of man, he has completely displayed it.
我们说过，人子是神心目中所要的那个侍奉的那个真人。
We know that son of man is what God wanted, that man of service, that true and real man.
主耶稣说明了人子的意义。
The Lord Jesus has explained the meaning of the son of man.
他是神, 但是他取了人的形象。
He is God and he has taken the form of man.
我们呢, 是人, 我们却拥有了神的性情。
We are men, but we have the nature of God.
所以在神的心目中间那个真正的人,
So in God's heart, that true and real man,
是有人性也有神性,
He has the nature of man, but he also possesses the nature of God.
但是我们记得我们只是人有了神的性情,
But we need to remember we are only men, but we have God's character, nature of God.
我们永远不会变成神。
We will never become God.
主耶稣基督虽然取了人的性情, 但人就是神。
The Lord Jesus, although he took the form of man, he is still God.
不过呢, 在人子的身上, 神把他所要的那个人, 侍奉人的光景完全彰显出来。
But upon the Son of Man, God has exhibited what God wanted about this man of service. He showed that forth.
所以以西结呢, 被称为人子。
So Ezekiel has been called the Son of Man.
说明神心目中间所要的那个侍奉人的一个特性。
He explains the characteristic of what God wanted in this man of service.
并且我们也可以看见以西结像我们的主一样，用他的生命为神做了见证。
We also notice that Ezekiel, just like our Lord, with his life, he is testifying for the Lord.
并且以西结里面有一个荣耀的看见。
We also see in Ezekiel there is a glorious vision.
他可以说有一个非常完整的意象。
We could say that he possessed a complete vision.
他完全明白神原初的心意是怎样。
He understands completely what God's original plan was.
并且以西结也是一个随灵而行的人。
And also Ezekiel is one who follows the Spirit of God.
我们晓得在侍奉上随灵而行是重要的经历。
We know that spiritually it's a very important experience to follow, to walk in the Spirit, to follow the Spirit.
所以我们看见以西结神用这一个人来说明神心中所要侍奉人的 那个完整形象。
So we see that God used Ezekiel to explain, to express what God wants in his heart, the image of the man of service.
所以在旧约圣经的里面。
So in the Old Testament,
我们很稀奇，只有以西结才把神心中要的侍奉的人完全表明出来。
We are amazed. Only Ezekiel is the one who can completely express what God wants from this man of service.
那么神不仅把这一些都预备齐全。
Not only God has prepared well for this.
那么在他的身上我们看见。
Upon this man we see.
一个侍奉神的人。
A man who serves God.
他还必须受到意象的支配。
He must be under the control or governance of a vision.
就是意思说呢，他必须按照神的旨意来侍奉神。
That is to say, he must serve God according to God's will.
我们都知道这个意象呢，就是神荣耀旨意的一个启示。
We know that this vision is a revelation of God's will.
我们知道这是神今天在地上行动中啊，一个非常重要的一个行动。
We know this is a very important action among God's actions on earth.
从旧约的圣经一直到新约圣经。
From the Old Testament to the New.
我们可以看见神是借着异象引导他的仆人。
We see that God is using the visions to guide his servants.
引导侍奉。
To guide their service. The ministry.
所以异象对于我们今天来讲是非常重要。
So vision is very important to us today.
虽然我们从历史上看见
Even though we can see from history,
在不同的时代
during different ages and
不同的环境
in different circumstances,
不同的 人中间
among different people,
意象出现的方式是不一样的
the appearance of visions, they would come in different ways.
但是他们说中心点的意义是完全一个
But their focal point, their meaning is the same, only one.
神是用不同表达的方式来表达就是
God used different means and ways to express that.
这个意象对我们来讲实在是太重要
This vision is so important to us.
因为只有有意象
Because only when we have vision,
你的侍奉才有确定的目的
your service can then only have a certain meaning.
你只有有意向
and a goal, only when you have a vision,
你才有真正的使命
you can have a true mission.
所以当神把这个意向启示出来的时候
so when God revealed his vision,
这个意向也就是一个重大的托付
so this vision becomes that great commission.
那么今天一个侍奉主的人
So today as a man of service,
当他灵里的眼睛得开看见异象的时候
When his spiritual eyes are open and he sees this vision,
他要知道这是神的托付
He must know this is entrusted to him from God,
并且他要为他所看见的来做见证
And he must testify for what he has seen.
所以真实的见证是从异象里面产生出来的
So a true testimony only comes from a vision.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
今天如果神把这个开启在我们里面。
If today God opened this in you and me,
我们要知道这是神给我们的一个托付。
We must know this is a commission. This is entrusted to us by God.
我常常有时候跟一些弟兄姊妹讲。
Oftentimes I share with brothers and sisters.
我说你们喜欢听道吗
？Do you like to listen to sermons, messages?
你要知道，
you need to know,
你听见了
，what you have heard，
神就托付给你了。
God has entrusted to you.
所以今天。弟兄姊妹，你听见了。
So today, brothers and sisters, you have heard.
就是神托付给你。
God has entrusted to you.
这是很严肃的事，对不对
？This is very serious.
那是非常的重要。
This is very important.
所以我们求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
一个人能够承受神的托付。
When a man who can take this entrustment from God.
这实在是有福的一件事情。
This is a blessed.How blessed this is.
所以我们不需要害怕。
We don't need to be afraid.
我们应当有一个爱慕。
We must have a longing and desire.
求主把他的心意启示给我们。
May the Lord show us, reveal to us His heart.
愿我们的一生一世。
So that our heart, our lives.
我们的生活和侍奉。
Our daily lives, our lifestyle.
能够受到意象的支配。
May be controlled and governed by this vision.
受到意象的管制。
Must be governed and under the control of this vision.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果今天我们能在这样的光景中。
If we can live in this condition.
我们是有福的。
We are blessed.
否则的话呢
Otherwise,
我们虽然服侍主
Even though we are serving the Lord,
我们不知道目标在哪里。
We do not have a goal or direction.
我们也不感觉有使命。
We don't feel we have been entrusted.
结果呢，我们所有的侍奉可能就落了空了。
So our service would go in vain.
所以我们看见在以西结的身上。
So when we look at Ezekiel.
神给他有非常荣耀的启示。
God has given him a very glorious revelation.
并且在旧约的圣经里面。
Also in the Old Testament.
能有这种完全启示的神的仆人并不多。
There are not many God's servants who receive such a complete revelation.
有的人只看见异象的部分。
Some people see part of a vision.
但是呢，以西结却是有个完整的异象。
But Ezekiel has this complete vision.
所以在以西结书里面。
In the book of Ezekiel,
有三个意象。
There are three visions.
这三个意象是包括了神全部的旨意。
And these three the visions encompasses the whole of God's will.
也可以说是一个完整的看见。
We can say it's a complete and perfect vision.
在第一章里面
in chapter one,
他所看见的那个意象
the vision that he saw,
被称作是耶和华神的荣耀。
It's been called the glory of the Lord God.
第二个重要的意象
the second important vision,
就在37章那里所说的
and that's recorded in chapter 37,
他看见了复活的大能
he saw the great power of resurrection,
第三个重要的意象
the third important vision,
就在40章到46章
is in chapter 40 through chapter 46.
他看见了圣城，看见了圣殿。
He saw the holy city. He saw the holy temple.
所以这三个意象呢
？So these three visions
是包括了神完全的旨意的。
Encompasses the whole of God's will.
所以我们知道今天神。要我们侍奉他。
So we know that God wants us to serve Him today.
神也希望我们对他的旨意能够完全的看见。
God wants us to have an insight into His whole and complete will.
这是非常重要的一件
事情。This is a very important matter.
那么这三个意象之间呢
？So among these three visions,
相互之间有一个重要的关系。
Between them, there is an important relationship.
这个第一意象和第二意象。
The first and second visions
可以说是神荣耀旨意的一个内容。
We can say that is God's glorious will as content.
第三个意象是神终极的目的。
The third vision talks about God's ultimate goal.
也可以说是神荣耀旨意的一个彰显。
We can say that is a manifestation of God's will of glory.
所以我们用两个早晨来讲这三个意象。
So we'll use two mornings to talk about these three visions.
那么今天早晨呢，我们要先看神荣耀旨意的这个内容。
So today we'll, this morning we'll look at the content or the substance of this glorious will.
这个是借着第一个意象和第二个意象来说明。
And it's been explained through the first and second visions.
主若许可
if the Lord allows,
明天早晨我们要讲第三个意象。
And tomorrow morning we'll talk about the third vision.
我们巴望从主的话语里面能够对神的心意能有一个完全的认识。
We hope, earnestly hope that from the word of God that we can have an understanding of God's heart and His will and His glorious will.
一个真正侍奉神的人。
A man who truly serves God.
他必须是在意象的支配底下。
He must go under the control or governance of the vision.
一个侍奉主的人。
A man who serves God.
是不可以有自己的工作的。
He cannot have his own work.
不可以有自己的兴趣。
He cannot have his own preference.
不可以有自己的计划。
He cannot have his own plan.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
神借着以西结
through Ezekiel,
很清楚地表达这个意念。
God has clearly shown his thought.
所以今天我们的侍奉到底有没有价值
So today, our service, does it worth anything?
将来能不能得主的称许
Can it gain praises from the Lord in the future?
就看今天我们的侍奉是不是在意象的控制底下
It depends on whether we are serving under this vision today.
所以这是今天我们在主跟前要很慎重的来认识的一件事情。
So this is something we need to seriously consider before the Lord today.
那么在以西结书第一章里面
So in Ezekiel chapter 1,
神把他荣耀的意象启示给
God has revealed His glorious vision to him. To
这个意象非常的重要。
This vision is very important.
我们知道在以西结书里面
We know that in the book of Ezekiel,
这个意象一共出现过七次。
This vision has appeared seven times.
一直到第十一章。
Until chapter 11.
那么这个意象 说明什么呢
？So what does this vision tell us？
原来这个意象里面所包括的这一切
，So all that's encompassed in this vision，
原来正是至圣所里面的东西。
It's actually what's in the Holy of Holies。
那么神把这个启示给以西结是非常的有意义的一件事。
So God has revealed this to Ezekiel, and this is something very meaningful。
我们知道。以西结是一个被掳的以色列人。
We know that Ezekiel is one of the exiles, one of the captives in the exile.
他25岁被掳到巴比伦去。
He was taken captive when he was 25 to Babylon.
有五年的时间在加巴鲁的河边。
So for 5 years he spent by the river of Kabar.
有读经的人告诉我们。
So the Bible scholars tells us.
这个加巴鲁河呢本来是一条运河。
So this river Kabar actually was a canal.
所以呢，以西结呢是一个俘虏。
So Ezekiel was a captive, a prisoner.
所以他们用这些俘虏来疏通这个加巴鲁河。
So they used these captives to open up this canal or river.
在第一章的第一节里面
，In chapter 1 verse 1,
讲到三十年
，It talked about 30 years.
一般我们领会来讲，我们想这是以西结的生日。
So in our common understanding, we say this is the Ezekiel's birthday.
那我们知道以西结出生一个祭司的家族。
We know Ezekiel was born into a family of priests.
按照民数记记载的话呢，祭司们到了30岁的时候，是他们开始供职的时候。
According to the book of Numbers, we know that when they come to the age of 30, that's when the priests start to serve.
但是呢，以西结现在在被掳的状态中。
Yeah, Ezekiel is under the condition of being captive.
他的心很痛苦。
So he was in pain.
他想，今天应该是我进入圣殿侍奉的日子。
He thought today should be my day to enter into my service in the holy temple.
但是我却做了一个俘虏，在这里为敌人在这里疏通运河。
Yet I am under captivity under the enemy, and I'm open up this canal.
以西结的心真是爱神和神的家。
The heart of Ezekiel truly loves God and his household.
所以在他的生日的那一天
，On his birthday，
他的心里面充满了忧伤。
His heart was filled with grief.
因为他想一想
，Because he was thinking，
我这一生恐怕再也不可能侍奉神。
This life of mine, I probably don't have a chance to serve God.
因为按照耶利米的预言
，Because according to the prophecy of Jeremiah，
被掳的日子是70年。
There are going to be 70 years of captivity for them.
如果从他被掳那天开始算起的话
，If we start counting from the day that he was taken captive，
70年以后
，After 70 years，
他已经是90几岁的人。
He would be in his 90s.
我此生还有机会再能侍奉神吗
？Would I have any chance to serve God in my life？
所以他的心非常的痛苦。
So in his heart he feels this pain.
感谢神。
Thank God.
神知道在这里有一个人是爱他的。
God knows that there is this man who loves him here.
所以神就从几百里外
，So God from thousands of miles away，
把至圣所里面那个最重要的一些事物
，For the most important thing that's in the Holy of Holies，
借着一朵包括闪烁火的大云，借着狂风把他带到加巴鲁河边。
Through this great cloud and for the whirlwind, God has brought this into by the river of Kabar.
神就向以西结展示他心中的荣耀。
And God displayed God's heart's the glories in there to Ezekiel.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们对以西结的家族和他的背景的事情，我们并不知道的很多。
We don't really know a lot about Ezekiel, his family background.
因为在以色列人中间做祭司的人很多。
Because among the Israelites there are many priests.
也可以说呢，是一个很普通的一个祭司。
We could say that he's among one of very common priests.
但是这个人的心向着神。
But this man has a heart for God.
所以神就以他作为交通的对象。
So God used him as the object of his fellowship.
所以这个对我们是很大的激励。
This is a great encouragement to us.
弟兄姊妹们，任何一个人都可能成为神交通的对象。
Brothers and sisters, any one of us can be that object of God's fellowship.
我们知道神是喜欢与人交通的。
We know that God wants a fellowship with man.
但是神常常找不到人交通。
And oftentimes God cannot find this man to fellowship with.
所以若有人在这里心向着神。
So if there is a man who has a heart for God,
神一定要跟你交通的。
God will talk to you.
所以以西结就是在那样一个环境的里面
so in such an environment, that's
在这么绝望的一种光景中
in such a hopeless condition,
神做了奇妙的事
God has done wonderful things.
神在灵里与他交通
God communed with him in his spirit.
神可以把这个荣耀的这个意象开启在他的里面
God can open up this glorious vision in him.
我们知道一直到今天
We know that up till today,
神在地上还寻找可以交通的人
On earth, God is seeking after that man he can commune with.
我们愿意做神交通的对象吗
Are we willing to be that man who would commune with God?
如果我们能有像以西结一样单纯的心
If we have this pure heart like Ezekiel,
今天神的荣耀也向你显现
Today, God's glory will be shown to you.
神并不在乎人是什么人
God doesn't care what kind of man you are.
神找到的是那些心中向他存有纯正意念的人
God is looking for those who have a pure heart towards him.
有很多时候神要找我们交通是我们不能让他交通了
A lot of times God is looking for us to talk to him and then we don't allow him.
所以我们要求主施恩怜悯我们
May the Lord have mercy.
今天若有人能进入与神的交通
so that we can enter into that fellowship with him.
他就能把神的荣耀带到地上来的
And he can bring the glory of God to earth.
所以以西结表达了神的这个心意
So Ezekiel has expressed God's heart in this way.
我们要晓得本来这个荣耀呢
We know that this glory
是应该停留在至圣所里面
It should stay in the Holy of Holies
它不应该离开的
It should never depart from it
但是现在整个情况有改变
But we know the condition has changed now
我们知道当以西结被掳的时候
We know when Ezekiel was taken captive
耶路撒冷城还没有被攻破
The city of Jerusalem hasn't been attacked yet
一直到我们读了33章21节那里的时候
Until we come to chapter 33 verse 21
他讲到被掳后12年的10月5日那么城被攻破
He talked about after captive the 12th year in the 10th month in the 5th day
所以那个时候我们相信圣殿也被拆毁。
And that's the day when the Jerusalem was under a completely broken and
那么这个时候呢以西结已经是37岁。
And by that time, Ezekiel was 37 years old.
那么以西结在30岁时候就看见这个荣耀。
And yet Ezekiel saw this glory when he was 30.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当大卫所罗门把圣殿建造起来以后
When David and Solomon had built up the Holy Temple
神就定义让他的荣耀停留在耶路撒冷
God has set his mind to put his glory to stay in Jerusalem
神就定义让他的宝座设立在圣殿的里面
God has set his mind to place his throne in this holy temple in Jerusalem
是以色列的百姓们他们到耶路撒冷来朝见神
So the people of Israel they can all come to Jerusalem to see God
但是现在
But now
以色列人的光景败落
The condition of the Israelites they have fallen
他们逼得神的荣耀没有办法停留在他们的中间。
They have forced it to such a point that God's glory cannot stay in Jerusalem.
如果弟兄姊妹，你把以西结书第八章到十一章仔细的读一下
，If brothers and sisters read Ezekiel chapter 8 to 10,
你就看见神的心实在是破碎。
You can see the heart of God is truly broken.
以色列人他们在那里做了许多违反神的事情。
The Israelites have done a lot of things against God. A rebel against God.
他们那里有偶像。
They have idols.
他们连那七十个长老。
They have the 70 elders.
他们在暗中在那里拜这些偶像。
And secretly they are worshiping these idols.
他们也在那里，妇女们为着塔摩斯在那里哭泣。
And the women are crying after Tammuz.
我们要注意啊，这个塔摩斯这是个邪恶的东西。
We know that this Tammuz, we need to pay attention. That's a very evil thing.
这个东西一直影响主的教会到今天。
And this thing has continuously exerted its influence in the Church of God until today.
今天我们晓得，不仅天主教里面， 他们接受这些东西。
We know that today not only the Catholics accept this.
在基督教里面所谓的这个复活日、圣诞节都跟塔摩斯有关系。
And within Christianity, in the day of Easter and Christmas, we also accept this thing.
他们甚至有人在那里拜日头。
And there are people who worship the sun.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们读这些东西的时候
If we read these things,
也许我们会想说如果我们在那里我们绝不会做这件事情
We might think that if we were there, we would never do these things.
但是你知道吗在那里这一班人他们也是被称作侍奉神的人
Yet you know at that time in that place, those are the people who are so-called God-serving people.
当他们做这些事情的时候
When they did these things,
他们心里面一点觉都没有觉得不妥当
In their hearts, they did not feel anything wrong about it.
并且在他们的眼中觉得是好事
In their eyes, they thought these are good things.
所以这里告诉我们
So here it tells us,
在神的家中事情的判断是按神的眼光不是按人的眼光
The house of God, when things are discerned, it needs to be go according to God's eyesight, not man's eyesight.
今天我们眼中看为好的事在神眼中看不一定是好事。
Today, what we deem as good, it might not be good in God's eyes.
今天我们看见普遍的神的儿女们。
Today, commonly among the children of God.
我们常常有这种妥协的心理。
We oftentimes have the mentality of compromise.
我们觉得我们的动机意念是对的。
We feel that we have good motives.
我们在这里好像做些事情是为着主的。
It seems that we're doing these things for the sake of the
Lord. 为什么这些是不对的呢
？Why are these things wrong?
弟兄姊妹，这里没有什么好争执的。
Right, brothers and sisters, there's no argument here.
我们要看这件事情从神的眼中看对。
When we look at these things, we must look at them from the view of God.
如果神看的是不对的
，God sees that as wrong.
你看的是对的
，that if you see it's right.
我们知道你就干犯了神的旨意。
We know that you have sinned against God.
为什么今天神的荣耀不能停留在他百姓的当中
？Why is it that the glory of God cannot stay among His people?
就是因为在神的百姓中充斥这些东西。
That's because among the people of God, it's filled with these things.
一方面，神有严厉的审判。
On the one hand, God has strict punishment.
但是另外一面，神实在舍不得他的百姓。
On the other hand, God is feeling caring for His
people. 神不愿意离开他的百姓。
God is not willing to depart from His people.
所以你看见。在至圣所的里面
So you see in the Holy of Holies
本来在基路伯跟这个圣座之间有一个叫 Shekinah 的荣耀在那里
There was a Shekinah, the glory of Shekinah between the cherubims and the top
因着百姓们的这一种的犯罪堕落
Because of the sin and the fallen state of the people
逼的那个荣耀开始离开
So it forced the glory to depart
但是神不是一下就离开了
And yet God did not depart in one quick flash
圣经记载说
The Bible recorded
这个荣耀从基路伯之上就到了门槛
The Bible recorded the glory rises from cherubim and gone to the doorframe
这说明什么
What does this tell us?
神不愿意离开他的百姓。
God is not willing to leave his people.
神愿意给神的百姓还有机会。
God wants to leave opportunity, chances for his people.
但是那个荣耀到了门槛。
And yet when the glory got to the doorframe,
以色列人继续作恶。
And the Israelites continue to do evil things.
神实在是痛心啊。
And God was truly in pain.
神逼得没有办法。
He was forced with no way left.
只好再往外走。
So he had to keep going out.
那里就到了东门。
So went to the east gate.
已经到了整个圣殿的边缘上。
And that's at the edge of the whole temple.
神的荣耀，耶和华的荣耀就停留在那里。
And that's where the glory of God stayed.
神还是给他们机会。
God still gave them chances.
希望他们回转。
And hoping for them to return.
但是以色列人始终没有悔改。
And yet the Israelites still did not return.
所以神的荣耀被迫。
So the
只好离开圣殿。
So the glory of God was forced out of the temple.
到哪里去了呢
？Where did it go?
就到了东面的山上。
It went to the eastern mountains.
我们晓得东面的山就是橄榄山。
We know that on the eastern side of the mountain, that's the Mount Olive.
神的荣耀就停在橄榄山上。
And God's glory stayed upon the Mount Olive.
神的荣耀没有回到天上去。
God's glory did not return back into heaven.
因为神的心爱他的百姓。
Because the heart of God loves his people.
他不愿意离开他们。
He's not willing to leave them.
他舍不得离开他们。
He did not want to leave them.
所以今天神的荣耀就停留在山上。
So the glory of God stayed on top of the mount.
当我们读到这一些的记载的时候。
When we read of these recordings.
我们实在感觉
we truly feel that
我们对主有很深的亏欠
we have a deep a short change of our Lord
不是主要离开我们
it's not that the Lord wants to leave us
是以色列的百姓逼主离开了
it's the people of Israel as they forced him out
今天我们知道全地的教会
today we know the church on the whole earth
都是主心中最宝贵的
we are the precious
主实在不愿意
in God's treasure in the Lord's heart
他愿意与我们同在
he doesn't want to leave us he wants to be with us
但是很多的时候
a lot of times
因为我们不能遵行他的旨意
because we cannot follow his will
不能按照他心中所喜悦的行
we cannot walk according to what he wants
我们照着自己喜好的
we do according to our own preference
照着自己定规的
we are
照着自己决定的
what we decide
所以结果逼得神的同在失去了
so we force the presence of the Lord out from our lives
这是多么大的一个悲剧呢
what a great tragedy
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
so dear brothers and sisters
我们看见在那个时候
we see that at that time
神的这个荣耀
God's glory
在地上已经没有安息的所在
cannot find a resting place on earth
所以虽然以西结在加巴鲁的河边
so even though Ezekiel was by the river of Kabar
那个时候城和殿还没有被毁
at that time the city and the temple was not destroyed yet
但是按照实质的意义上面来讲已经被毁坏了
but in the real meaning they have already been destroyed
所以神就愿意把这个荣耀显示在那些爱他的人心中
so God is willing to show this glory unto the people who love him
当然这个意象
So this, of course, this vision
还说明了一件重要的事情
It also tells us something else that's important
就告诉我们说
It tells us
圣殿的外表是可以被拆毁的
That the shell, the outward appearance of the temple can be destroyed
但是里面的荣耀
But the inner glory
仇敌是永远也摸不到的
That cannot be touched by the enemy, ever
所以因此呢这对于以西结来讲
So towards Ezekiel
也是一个重要的一个训练
That's a very important training
就神告诉他
God is telling him
你现在不能把你所有的寄望再放在外面的事物上
You can no longer place all your hope upon something that's external
我们要注意的是里面的实际属灵的实际
We must focus on what's the inner reality the spiritual reality
我们知道在第一个世纪还没有过去的时候
We know before the end of the first century
教会的光景已经开始有相当的一个倾斜
And there, the condition of the church is already going downward
所以约翰写约翰福音约翰一二三书
So when John wrote the Gospel according to John and the epistles of John,
是写启示录,
and even though when he was writing Revelation,
他最大的一个用意是什么呢?
What's his greatest wish?
是要叫神的儿女们注意教会里面的那个属灵的实际。
It's for the children of God to pay attention to the reality, spiritual reality of church.
教会的外表可以被拆毁的。
And the outward, the externals of the church
教会的外面可以被破坏的。
Everything that's outside can be destroyed.
但是里面的实际
But the inner reality
却是永远不能被毁坏
can never be destroyed.
所以在末了的时代
so unto the end time,
这也是对我们重要的提醒
this is a very important reminder
我们应当持守这个里面实际的光景活在神的跟前
we must sustain, uphold this inner reality and live before God.
今天我们看见有很多神的儿女们还是在追逐在外面的工作上
we see a lot of children of God now is pursuing after the outward work.
我们注意教会外表的这些规模建筑和这些组织
We pay attention to the externals, the church, the buildings, outside the organization.
我们忽略了里面那个真正的东西
We ignore the real thing that's within.
所以主在这里借着以西结告诉我们
So through Ezekiel, the Lord is telling us.
一个真正侍奉主的人
A man who truly serves the Lord.
他应当是按照意象活在神的跟前
He must live according to the vision.
他不是跟随着工作而跑的
He's not following the work and run.
他是按照神的心意活在神跟前
He's living according to God's Will.
这对我们来讲是何等重要的提醒呢
What an important reminder for us.
所以我们要求主让我们里面能够看见这件事情。
So we ask the Lord to show us within so that we can see.
并且在以西结身上
Also on the man of Ezekiel.
有另外一个重要的原则。
There's another important principle.
神许可他的仆人经历苦难。
God allows his servant to experience pain and suffering.
但是他不是突然受苦。
But he's not suffering in vain.
这个苦难带进了重大的启示。
This suffering has brought in an important revelation.
我们看见在 摩西的身上是这样。
We see that it's the same way in Moses.
神许可他的仆人受苦。
God allowed his servant to suffer.
那么神却是把他自己的启示启示给他。
And God then revealed himself to his servant.
所以今天对于圣徒来讲
，So for us saints today,
所有的苦难都是具备重大的意义。
All the sufferings actually carry with it important meaning.
保罗也是一样。
Paul is the same way.
是在罗马的监牢里面。
It was in the Roman prison.
带上锁链。
It was bound in chains.
才写下新约圣经中最大的启示。
And then he wrote down the greatest revelation in the New Testament.
所以这个苦难对于神的百姓来讲，具备有积极正面的意义在里
面。So sufferings actually carry with it for the people of God a positive meaning.
所以以西结也说明这个重要的原则。
So Ezekiel also explains this important principle.
我们知道按照神的预言来讲的话，
We know according to God's prophecy,
末后的时代，
during the end times,
教会是在处在一个苦难的时代。
The church is during a period of pain and suffering, persecution.
我们正在这样的一个光景中。
Today we are just in this period of time.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们对于神所兴起的这些环境，
For the environments that God has raised up around us,
我们必须有清楚的认识。
We must have a clear understanding.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
能像历世历代这些爱主侍奉主的人一样。
Just like these people who love the Lord, who serve the Lord through all the generations.
他们在苦难的环境中跟随主往前。
And they follow the Lord forward in these hard situations.
能够看见神的荣耀，
and then they can see the glory of God.
并且按照神的荣耀在神面前来服侍。
And then they also serve before God according to this will of God.
我想这些原则都是非常重要。
I believe these principles are all very important.
现在呢，让我们回到这个意象的里面。
Now let's come back to the vision itself.
我们来略略的看一下这个意象所说明的属灵的含义。
Let's look at it briefly what the vision is telling us.
所以这个头一个意象被称作是耶和华的荣耀。
So the first vision is being called the glory of the Lord God.
我们常常提到神的荣耀。
We oftentimes mention about the glory of God.
我们甚至祷告主说，我们主啊，愿荣耀归给你。
We often pray that may glory be given to you, Lord.
但是对很多基督徒来讲啊，
For a lot of Christians,
这个荣耀好像只是一种的感觉。
This glory seems to be a kind of feeling.
但是对以西结来讲，
But for Ezekiel,
这个荣耀不仅是一个感觉。
This glory is not only a feeling.
这个荣耀是有内容的。
There is substance to it.
所以这说明一件事情。
So it tells us of one thing.
真正看见神的荣耀。
When only when you see the glory of God,
你明白这个荣耀里面所包含的内容。
You understand the substance within this glory.
你才真正能把荣耀归给神。
Then you can truly give this glory back to God.
所以什么是耶和华的荣耀呢？
So what is the glory of God?
这个第一个意象就说明什么是耶和华的荣耀。
This is what the first vision is tell us. What is this glory of God?
当这个荣耀临到以西结的时候，
When this glory came upon Ezekiel,
我们可以说那个光景是非常惊人的。
We can say that this is a situation that's tremendous.
它是一段包括狂风从北方刮来。
It has included whirlwinds from the north.
里面包括着一座闪烁火的大云。
And it has this great cloud with fire enfolding in
it.
And there is the pure gold.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
And dear brothers and sisters,
今天神的荣耀在哪里？
Today, where is the glory of God?
我们一直希望在地上有形的教会的生活中看见神的荣耀。
We keep hoping that today on earth, in the physical church, that we can see the glory of God.
但是我们常常失望。
Oftentimes we are disappointed.
看各地的教会的光景。
You see the church in different areas. 有的时候
真实教人里面很低沉。
Oftentimes it will depress us.
我从年轻的时候。
From the time when I was young, I had a strong desire.
我说主啊，
I said, Lord,
我真是巴望在我有生之年，
I'm truly hoping while I'm still living,
我能看见你的荣耀重新回到你百姓当中。
I can see your glory once again return to your people.
那么这个祷告一直到今天没有实现。
And this prayer has not been answered today.
并且越看越灰心。
And the more I look, the more disappointed I am.
以西结就告诉我们了。
Ezekiel tells us,
在地上看起来好像神的工作都是很破烂，看起来好像是不堪的。
on earth, you see the work of God, they seem all broken and not much to see.
但是如果主开你灵里面的眼睛,
but if the Lord opens up your spiritual eye,
看你属灵的境界里面,
you are going into that spiritual realm,
神的荣耀是何等的大,
the glory of God is so tremendous.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们必须有这样的看见。
So brothers and sisters, we must have this insight.
因为你如果读教会历史，
if you read the church history,
或者你看旧约的历史，
or if you read the history from the Old Testament,
以色列百姓都是失败的历史，对不对？
You see the history of Israelites are all history of failures.
你读整个教会历史，
you read the whole church
history. 教会历史好像是失败的历史。
It seems it's all the history of failures.
所以我心里面常常有一个问题。
So in my heart, there's often a question.
神是全能的神。
God is Almighty God.
他怎么可能许可他地上教会是这样的呢？
How can he allow his church to be in this state?
你看在中古时期。
You see in the Middle Age.
教会有一千年在黑暗的光景当中。
The church has stayed in the dark ages for 1,000 years.
是神的工作吗？
Is this the work of God?
这充分说明。
It tells us clearly.
神根本不在乎外表看得见的东西。
God does not care what's external, what you can see.
在那些最黑暗的时期，
During the darkest moments,
如果你灵里的眼睛得开，
If your spiritual eyes are open,
神的荣耀仍旧在那里。
God's glory is still there.
所以今天我们必须要看见，
So today we must see,
在属灵的境界里面，
In the spiritual world,
神的行动仍旧是伟大的。
God's action is great and almighty.
神的作为仍旧是不止息的。
God's work is never ending.
因为这其中有神很重要的心意在里面。
Because within that there is important heart of the heart of God.
我想我们没有时间详细去说明这些。
We don't have time to explain in detail.
对，我们稍微的能够记住一点就可以。
But briefly we can remember some points.
那么这个意象呢？
So in this vision.
那么分成三个重要的部分。
We can divide into three parts, important parts.
第一个部分。
The first part.
他看见四个活物。
He saw the four living creatures.
这四个活物代表什么呢？
What do these creatures represent?
代表基督生命的特性，代表基督生命的一个表现。
It represents the characteristic of the life of Christ and an exhibition of the life of Christ.
然后他就看见一个大的轮子。
He saw a great wheel.
四个轮子。
The four wheels.
这四个轮子呢，代表着生命的行动。
And these four wheels represent the action of this life.
然后第三个部分他看见宝座和坐在宝座上的人。
The third part it tells the throne and the man who sits upon the throne.
那个代表着生命的权柄。
It represents the authority or the power of the life.
所以实在来说。
So in reality.
今天耶和华的荣耀乃是在生命的里面。
The glory of the Lord God Jehovah is within life.
如果在我们的生命中能有这些表现的时候，那就是真正把荣耀归给神。
If when we have this display from our lives, then we can then give glory to God.
所以我们把荣耀归给神，这不是一个言语。
So when we say give glory to God, it's not only in words.
也不是我们里面的一种状态。
It's not a certain state within us.
乃是实质的，能够在生命中经历主，把主彰显出来。那个叫做把荣耀归给神。
That is in reality in our lives when we can live out Christ, and that is the way we give glory to God.
我想我们简单的来说。
Let's put it simply.
这四活物讲到有四个不同的脸面。
And the four living creatures have four faces.
它有人的脸。
He has the face of man.
有狮的脸，有牛的脸，有鹰的脸。
The face of face of lion and ox and eagle.
也有读经的人把它跟四福音书连在一起。
And there are Bible scholars connected with the four gospels.
这个也是对的。
And this is also right.
因为四福音书讲到主耶稣四方面的表现。
And the four books of the gospel also talks about the Lord Jesus in four different ways.
是基督生命的表现。
And it's a manifestation of Christ's life.
那么在这里呢？
And also here,
他也同样的说明这是基督生命的表现。
It's in the same way it tells us of the manifestation of the life of Christ.
我们要稍微注意的就是什么呢？
What we need to pay attention to here.
他这个四活物，无论什么时候你看他，正面都是人的脸。
When we look at these four creatures, no matter where, when you're looking at it, the facing you is the man's face.
因为神的旨意是要借着人。来把它表现出来。
Because the will of God is executed through men.
这个狮、牛、鹰都是一种的生命的经历。
This lion, this ox, and this eagles is all experiences in this life.
那意思说，今天你即使有狮子这样的经历。
That is to say, today if you have the experience of like a lion.
经历了主的 王者的尊严。
They experienced the nobility of the king.
你有权柄。
You have the power authority.
你有管制。
You have the governance.
但是你在神的百姓中显出来的，不可以用个狮子的脸。
But among the people of God, you cannot show them the face of the lion.
你还是人的脸。
You still show them the face of man.
像我们一样。
Just like our Lord.
他拥有这么多经历，人就是狮子。这个是人的脸。
Even with all these experiences, he still have the face of a man.
即使你劳苦的像牛。
Even if you're laboring like an ox.
你有很多的牺牲。
You have a lot of sacrifices.
你受了很多的苦。
You suffered a lot for the Lord.
但是你不可以显出个牛脸。
But you should not carry the face of an ox.
你看我们今天在教会中有很多弟兄姊妹就是这样受了很多苦啊，你一看就是个牛脸。
And if and among the church, a lot of brothers and sisters, they suffered a lot. You look at them, they have the face of an ox.
不可以牛脸。
You should not have the face of an ox.
人就是人的脸。
You should still have the face of a man.
那么有的人他们像鹰一样。
There are people who are like eagles.
他们经历属天的事。
They experience these spiritual heavenly things.
他们的生命中有一些奥秘的经历。
In their lives, they have these mysteries that they have experienced.
那么即使你有这许多奥秘的经历。
Even though you have the experience of those mysteries.
你也不可以显出来个鹰脸。
You should not show the face of the eagle.
但是的确今天有的人你看见他有一点点奇妙的经历。
And you see some people, sometimes they have some interesting experience.
你看见是鹰脸出来
了。Oh, you look at their face, it looks like an eagle.
不
No.
所以这个四活物说明生命的一个特性和表现。
So, the four creatures, living creatures are talking about the manifestation of the life experience.
所以基督来到地上。
So when Christ came to the earth,
他永远是一个人的样式显出来的。
Forever he's showing the form of a man.
但他生命中有狮子的王权。
But in his life he has the kingship of that lion. He has the power and authority of the king.
面对仇敌。
The lion.
面对败落的事物
when he faced,
是那么的雄壮
when he faced with enemies with corrupt things and he was so strong
我们的主像牛一样的劳苦
our Lord is suffering working like an ox laboring like an ox and he sacrificed so much
甘心情愿做仆人
willingly he was the servant
但是他显出来人就是一个人
and yet he showed forth himself as a man
我们的主是神的儿子
our Lord is the son of God
他里面有超越自由和锐利的性情像鹰一样
He has the freedom just like the eagle which is superior of all
他里面完充满神性的
He is filled with the nature of God
但是在生活中表现出来人就是人
Yet in his life he's showing forth the life of a man
他只有一次在变化山上
Only one time in the Mount of Transfiguration
主改变形象
The Lord transformed
他把他里面的东西拿出来不得了、啊、
When he showed what's inside of him That was something tremendous
像日头一样
He was bright as the sun
那个荣耀是何等的大吗
What a great glory that is
但是很快主就用人的形象把他遮蔽了
But very quickly he was covered up with the form of man
用神的心意
是
用人
Because God's heart is to use man
所以这个说明
So this tells us
主给我们的生命
The life that God, the Lord has given us. What kind of life this is?
这里面包括了神的权柄。
It encompasses God's authority.
包括了神爱的这个劳苦。
And also the love, the labor of love.
包括了属天生命的荣耀性情。
And the glorious nature of this heavenly life.
主是要我们经历这些的。
The Lord wants us to experience all this.
无论你有什么样的经历。
And no matter what kind of experience you have.
人就要显出来像一个。
Still, you need to display yourself as a man.
你知道我们这些人呢、啊、
You know we as people.
我们呢，这个不够明白圣经。
We don't understand the Bible enough.
所以我们对一些有些侍奉主的人呢，我们对他们总是有一种幻觉。
So for the people who serve God, we oftentimes have a imagination.
从前有一个姊妹，她是很属灵的。
There was a sister. She was really spiritual.
那么有一个。另外一个州的一个姊妹呢，就很慕名想去看她。
There is a sister from another state who wanted to, because her fame, she wanted to go see her.
她去之前，她心里想，这是个属灵人呐。
And before she left, she thought this is a very spiritual person.
一定是有一个什么什么样式。
She must have look a certain way.
啊，那个，反正都是她的想象。
Of course, it's all in her imagination.
所以她到了那个聚会里面的时候、啊、
So when she went to that meeting,
那人也不多，十几二十个人做一个圈子。
Not many people, 10-20 people, this, that, in a circle.
她就仔细看到底哪一个是那个人。
She was looking around and guessing who it was.
找了半天呢、啊。
She was looking around.
认不出来。
And she couldn't find her.
后来散会了。
So at the end of the meeting, she asked the sister.
她说那个姊妹是哪一个、啊、
So which one is that sister?
结果那个姊妹说那就是她了。
And she pointed out that sister to her.
她一看了，结果失望。
And she looked at her and she was disappointed. Why?
那个姊妹呢，圆圆脸，笑眯眯的。
And this sister with a round face and with a smiling face.
一点都不像她心中想象的属灵人。
It's not like what she was imagining in her heart. That spiritual man.
我们过去也是啊，有些弟兄姊妹追求属灵到一个地步，叫人看见你就发抖啊。
And so in the past we pursued to such a spiritual state that other people will see you and they will be shaking.
啊，我们的主从来不是这样。
Our Lord was never like this.
任何人都可以亲近。
Anyone can get close to him.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
这个四活物,
the four living creatures,
对于我们来讲,
for us,
是具备有何等重要的属灵的教训在里面。
What's the important spiritual teaching it has for us?
如果我们能这样,
if we can be like this,
那个叫做耶和华的荣耀。
That is the glory of Jehovah, the Lord.
那么这里告诉我们他的腿是直的。
Here it tells us their legs are straight, their feet are straight.
像牛的蹄一样。
It talked about like the calf, the hoofs of the calf.And it's a burnish like burnished brass.
我的时间不够，我只能很快的讲。
I don't have enough time. I need to go through it quickly.
这说明呢，他的行动是正直的，是公义的。
Talks about his actions are straight and righteous.
牛的蹄是分蹄的，所以表示他有分别的。
You know, the ox has split hooves, and you know it's discerning.
它具有审判的力量。
It's separated, and it has the power of judgment.
然后每一个四活物都有四个翅膀。
And each living creature has four wings.
这四个活物呢，它是彼此相连接的。
And these four creatures are interconnected.
两个翅膀跟别人相连接。
And the two wings are connected with the other.
那么另外两个呢，来遮体。
And the other wings are covering their bodies.
当然，它说明这个翅膀就是说他们的行动是属天的。
Of course, these wings talking about that their actions are heavenly.
他们遮体就是表明他们从来不显露自己。
When they're covering their body, it means that they do not show, display themselves, do not show.
圣经记载的有的基路伯呢有六个翅膀。
The Bible says there are the cherubim. Some of the cherubims have six wings.
啊，这里讲了四个翅膀。
It talks about four wings here.
那无论怎样。你在神面前侍奉，侍立在神跟前，你必须要隐藏自己。
No matter what, when you are serving and standing before God, you need to cover yourself.
我们知道今天这个道理啊，很多人都知道。
I know we know the doctrine today.
但有几个人不喜欢显扬自己的。
But how many of us do not like to show off?
我们就偷偷摸摸的，很多的时候就把自己显出来了。
And we sometimes secretly would want to show off a little bit.
唯恐人呢，只看见耶稣，没看见我。
We are afraid that people will only see Jesus and not see me.
这个麻烦吧。
Isn't that trouble?
所以我常常看见有些弟兄们侍奉的好像很谦卑。
And so oftentimes I see some brothers, they seem humble.
其实你一摸就晓得，他是很想让你知道他一点。
But if you touch them, they will know they actually like you to know more about him.
十分之九归耶稣，十分之一归我的，就想这么
样。You like to have 90% for Jesus and 10% for me.
那么这里讲到一个翅膀下面有一个人的手。
You know that underneath the wings there is the hand of a man.
这也是很有意义的。
This is something interesting and meaningful.
我们的侍奉必须具备人性。
In our service, it must carry with it the nature of man.
不能因为你有狮子的经历，你就伸出个狮子爪出来了，那不行。
If not, you cannot say that I have the experience of a lion, will come out with the paw of a lion.
所以你又你很劳苦，你伸出个牛蹄出来也不行。
And you think you're in so much labor, you extend your hoof out.
你有奥秘的经历，你伸出个鹰爪出来更不行。
And you have this experience of mystery, and you come out with the claws of an eagle.
所以他说这个翅膀底下。是人的手。
So under the wings is the hand of a man.
在第二章里面，这个手曾经递了一个书卷给这个以西结。
In chapter 2, this hand has extended the turning a roll.
我们不能详细。
To Ezekiel, we cannot go into detail here.
然后呢，他告诉我们，这四活物都是直行的。
And it tells us the four living creatures will walk straight.
他们走路从来不弯曲的。
They never go crooked.
这个叫做走直道。
This is talking about walking a straight path.
今天在侍奉上。
Today in service.
神看我们有没有走直道。
God looked at us, see if we have walking a straight way.
你知道我们人性是弯曲的。
You know in our human nature we are very crooked.
我们喜欢走弯弯曲曲的道。
We like to go the this I am that.
但是神从来不走弯曲道。
But God never walks a crooked way.
所以你活在主的生命里面。
If you live in the life of the Lord.
你得会是走直道。
You must walk in a straight way.
并且呢，这个活物呢是随灵而行的。
Also this living creature walk according to the Spirit.
所以今天呢，新的 的生命是受圣灵的管制的。
So this life must go under the control of the Spirit.
并且呢，它那个里面形状，那个生命形状像烧灼的火炭一样。
And also this life is shaped like a burning coal.
这个生命呢，如烈火。
This life is like the fire, burning fire.
你原谅我这样说。
Forgive me for saying this today.
我们看见基督徒心中有火的不太多了。
We do not see a lot the Christians they have fire in their heart, in their life.
很多弟兄姊妹都熄了火了。
A lot of you have, the fire has gone out, extinguished.
你看不见几个心中人就是火热的。
You don't see many with this burning fire in their hearts.
不是没有，还是有。
Not that you can't find any, but there are some.
如果你活在这个生命的里面，
if you're living within this life,
你永远是火热的。
You are forever burning.
不管环境怎样，
no matter how the circumstances,
人怎样，
no matter how many are,
人就是火热的。
Then this man will be burning.
这个叫做活在生命的里面。
This is living in the fire.
如果你没有活在这个生命的里面，
you're not living in this life.
你只活在教会的外表里面。
You are only living in the church external.
是非非难处很多。
And the gossips and the many difficulties.It will extinguish your fire.
只有那些真正活在生命里跟随主的人，
Only those who live in this true life and follow the Lord.
有火的。
Inside of them there is fire.
让他奔走像闪电一样。
And they run like the lightning.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters.
这说明了生命的这个这个速度是很快的。
It tells us the speed of this life is very fast.
我想为了这个我有要有讲一点实际的经历解释一下。
I'd like to use some a true experience to explain.
你知道我们基督徒读圣经常常有灵感的。
You know when Christians read the Bible, they have inspiration.
或者跟随主常常有灵感的。
When we follow the Lord, we have sometimes get inspiration.
这个灵感来的时候像闪电一样。
When this inspiration comes, it's like a flash of lightning.
我年轻时候读到一本属灵的书。
When I was young, I was reading a spiritual book.
那个书的名字是这样，如何定住主的光。
And this name of the book says, How would you, set the light of the Lord?
开头我读不懂，我说这什么意思？什么叫定住主的光？
At the beginning, I did not understand what it's talking about. How do you set or hold on to the light of the Lord?
等以后我出来侍奉主，我就明白。
And later on, I started to serve the Lord. I started to understand.
那么有时候主的灵感来的时候啊，
Sometimes the inspiration came from the Lord.
像闪电一样的。
Just like a flash of lightning.
有时候你找感觉找半天找不到，它来的时候就很快。
Sometimes you look for that feeling, you can't find it, but when it comes quickly.
我有一次就有这个经历。
And I had this.Experience once.
那天晚上我上床睡觉。
Because one night I went to bed at night.
啊，一躺到床上啊。
I lied on bed.
哇，那个灵感就来了。
The inspiration came.
一句非常好的话进到里面。
A very good sentence came into me.
哎，我高兴得不得了。
I was so happy.
我说好，明天早晨起来的时候，我一定要把它写下来。
Okay, next morning I will get up and I will write it down.
哪里晓得第二天早上起来的时候啊。
And yet the next morning I got up.
我怎么想也想不出这句话。
I cannot remember for the life of me this, what this words are. I was so anxious.
我就是拼命的思想，它就不来了。
I was trying so hard to think and it just won't come to me.
我祷告，我说主啊，你再说一遍吧。
I prayed to the Lord, Lord, can you speak it again?
主也不说了。
And the Lord would not repeat.
哎呀，所以我懊恼了很长一段时间。
I was in such regret for a long time.
后来我就懂得了。
So later on,
这个灵感一来，
when the inspiration comes,
赶快拿笔写下来。
Quickly, you have to write it down.
所以你知道有一阵子啊。
You know,
我家里面一个抽屉啊。
For a period, there is a drawer in my house.
这个抽屉里面什么纸头都有。
And this drawer has all kinds of papers in it.
因为有时候坐在飞机上，忽然灵感来了，到处找纸啊。
Sometimes I sat on a plane and inspiration comes. I was looking for paper.
哇，最好写在 napkin 上面。
And sometimes I write on the napkin.
有的时候我没办法，那个杂志上面撕一块纸，刚写下来。
And sometimes I peel off something from the news, the magazine and write it down.
很多报纸的边上面写下来。
The edges of a newspaper.
啊，弟兄姊妹，意思我那个抽屉里面那个什么纸都有啊。
So brothers and sisters, in my drawer that has all kinds of paper.
我有时候吃饭吃了一半，灵感来了，赶快放下。我筷子赶快去写。
Sometimes halfway through a meal, I put down chopsticks. I'll go and write it down.
有时候你刷牙洗脸，突然灵感来，赶快放下来。
In the middle of brushing my teeth or washing my face, I write it down.
因为我知道你一不定下，它就走了。
I know if you do not put it down and set it down, it will disappear.
这个生命的感觉来的时候，像电光一闪啊。
Sometimes this feeling of life would come like a flash of lightning.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在教会历史上，
In the history of church,
我们也看见有很多侍奉主的人，
We see how many people who serve the Lord,
在他们的时代中，
In their age,
带进神的亮光，
They brought in the light of God.
他们像在黑夜中所闪出的电光一样，
They're just like the flash of lightning in the dark of night.
一道一道的电光闪，
Well, flash after flash, they would flash over.
啊，我们也从这些得到一些的帮助。
We may receive some help from them.
所以这个不能多说啊，我们只能简单的这么解释。
So we can only have time for simple
explanation. 然后呢，我们看见下面有四个轮子。
You talk about four wheels.
这个讲到生命的行动。
You talk about the action of life.
这个轮子呢，在脸的旁边。
And this wheel is next to the face.
就是很简单讲说。这个轮子就是神的行动。
Simply put, this wheel is the action of God.
神在地上的行动。
This is God's action on earth.
神的行动呢，只见证生命的特性。
And this action of God only testifies for the characteristics of life.
这个叫做轮子在脸的旁边。
This is what it means to have the wheels next to the face.
他讲这个轮子有时候会到地上。
We see the wheel sometimes will come on the earth.
这说明神在历史上的一个行动。
It's talking about God's action in history.
这个轮子是大的不得了的大。
And this wheel is so big.
他说那个轮网啊高而可畏。
It says the edge, the rim of the wheel is high and it's.
并且呢，它是轮中套轮。
And it says it's a wheel upon within a wheel.
什么叫做轮中套轮呢？
What does it mean to have a wheel of a wheel in a wheel?
这里有一个很重要的一个意义在。
There's a very important meaning here.
我们基督徒的生命啊。
Life of a Christian.
是按照同心圆的方式扩张的。
It's like a concentric circles that they come in and extend this way.
就是神给我们的生命，一给我们就是个完全的生命。
When God gives us His life, it's given us a perfect life.
这个完全呢是用圆来代表。
And this completeness is represented by the circle.
那么有的基督徒跟随主呢，他有好的追求。
There are some Christians who follow the Lord. They have many pursuits.
所以他这个同心圆一个圈一个圈一个圈的扩大。
So these concentric circles will extend one after the other.
那么今天你的圈子到底在哪里呢？
So today, where are your circles?
我们是不是还只停留在原来那个圈上？
Are we still staying in the middle one?
已经到了另外一种的境界了。
Or have we expanded into a different?
所以这个叫做轮中套轮。
This is what it means to have a wheel in the middle of a wheel.
所以每一个阶段都是完全。
So each stage would be perfect.
不仅这样。
Not only this,
奇妙的是这个轮网上面全部都是眼睛啊。
And something amazing that is they are full of eyes. This wheel is full of eyes.
啊，所以我们说这是一个生命的行动。
We say that this is the action of life.
那说明神的完全的智慧。
It talks about God's complete wisdom.
明亮的看见。
It's brightness and its insight.
神是永不会错的。
God will never be wrong.
神也永不会误事。
God will never miss anything.
啊，因为这个行动上面全部都是眼睛啊。
Because this wheel is full of eyes.
所以你要放。
So be comforted.
有很多基督徒常常对我说啊。
Sometimes Christians will tell me.
我看了，神只是看到你，都没看到我。
I think God only saw you. He didn't see me.
哎，我说你忘了。
I said, didn't you remember? There's all filled with eyes in the wheel.
你在那边也有个眼睛看到你的。
There is another eye on that side of the wheel.
所以没有一个基督徒不在主的眼光底下。
There is not one Christian not under the eyesight of God.
所以这也是对我们极大的安慰。
This is a brings great comfort to us.
但是也是一个极大的提醒啊。
It's also a great reminder to us.
是说你做什么神都看见了。
So that means whatever you're doing, God can see it.
神从来不会向我们瞎眼。
God will never be like us, have a blind sight.
然后他讲这个活物的灵在轮中间。
And it says the spirit of the living creatures is in the wheel.
这说明灵支配活物，活物支配轮子。
And that is the spirit is controlling the living creature, and the creature is governing the wheels.
这个用在今天的话来说呢。
In today's words.
就圣灵。引导整个的生命。
That the Holy Spirit is guiding the whole life.
那么生命引导我们的行动。
And this life will guide our actions.
并且它无论是走站都是随着灵。
And also whether you're walking or you're standing, you're following the Spirit.
然后他就看见在这个活物之上有一个穹苍。
And above this living creature, there's a firmament.
啊，那个穹苍像水晶一样的。
And the firmament's like the crystals, it's see-through.
所以属灵的事情永远都是透明的。
And so in the spiritual things, they are all transparent.
在天的境界里面就没有什么阴影啊，没有什么暗流的，没有。
In the realm of heaven, there is no darkness, there's no shadow.
所以教会属天的。
So the church is heavenly.
所以应该是透明的。
It should be transparent.
然后我们看见那个活物行动的时候呢，有大响声。
You see when the living creatures moving, there is a great noise.
像重水的声音。
It's a noise of a great waters.
你要提到水啊，这个生它的行动是充满滋润的。
When we talk about water, this action is filled with nourishment.
像全能者的声音。
And just like the voice of the Almighty.
也像军队的声音。
It also likes the voice of the army.
声音带着一种震撼的力量啊。
And this voice brings with the noise brings with a power that shakes.
所以这里给我们看见这个意象的第二个部分就是 四个大的轮子。
And so you see, the second part of the vision is the four great wheels.
然后呢，这个第三部分。
The third part.
他就看见一个宝座。
Talked about the throne, a great throne.
宝座上有仿佛是人的。
In the throne, there seemed to be a man, the appearance of a man.
因为那个时候主耶稣还没有道成肉身来到地上。
Because at that time, the Lord Jesus hasn't come to the word become flesh to the earth.
当然是指的主说的。
Of course, this is referring to our Lord.
讲到我们的主在宝座上。
Talking about our Lord is on the throne.
这是一个生命的权柄。
This is the authority of life.
宝座讲到他的国度，讲到权柄所在。
This power is talking about his kingdom, his authority where it is.
这是一个整个宇宙中间最高的一个管制中心。
This is the greatest.A governance in the universe.
是我们的主坐在宝座上掌管一切。
That's our Lord sitting on the throne and he rules over all.
啊，我们这个斯百克弟兄啊。
Our brother Sparks.
他最喜欢讲这句话。
He likes his favorite phrase.
任何难处来到的时候。
When any difficulty would come.
他就反应说。
He would respond
with. The Lord is on the throne.
The Lord is on the throne.
哎，他看见这个。
He saw this.
所以你看见这个你就安息了对不对
So when you see this, you're at peace.
所以这是很重要一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
我们知道在属灵的事上权柄是为着次序。
We know that in the spiritual matters, the authority or the power is for the sake of order.
啊，所以这个意象说明至高的权柄在神的手中。
So this vision tells us the greatest authority is in the hands of God.
所以神任何时候伸手管制
So whenever God extends his hand to rule,
任何其他的权柄都要退让。
Any other authority must recede.
啊，我想我没有时间举例子说明。
I don't have time to give you more examples.
啊，我只剩几分钟时间。
I have only a few more minutes.
我们要讲第二个意象。
We're going to talk about a second vision.
我们讲到第一个意象。
When we talk about the first vision.
刚才所交通的所有的原则。
All the principles we shared.
我们只要在其中有经历。
As long as we have experience within.
那个经历。都会带进神的荣耀。
That experience will bring in the glory of God.
我们是从这些经历的里面真正的把荣耀归给神。
And that is within this experience we can then give glory, true glory to God.
那么第二个意象呢
The second vision.
是讲到这个枯骨复活的意象。
Talk about a dry bones come alive.
这是我们很多基督徒很熟悉的。
A lot of Christians are familiar with this.
当然呢，这里就说明说呢这个神所有的生命是一个复活的生命。
He's talking about this life that God has is a resurrected life.
是胜过死亡的生命。
This is an overcoming, a life that overcomes death.
是不会死的生命。
It's an ever-living life.
所以复活也是最大的能力。
So this is the power of resurrection is the greatest power.
所以今天在侍奉上
So today upon our service,
我们必须有这个经历和
认识。We must have this experience and understanding.
所以在头一个世纪
Upon the first century,
使徒们在地上宣告说他们所做的见证那是为基督的复活做见证。
The apostles were testifying that all their testimony was about the resurrection of Christ.
今天地上的教会
Today, church on earth,
同样处在死亡四部的一个环境里面。
We are still in the same way in the environment filled with death.
主留我们。
The Lord saved us here.
我们在侍奉上应当为复活做见证。
Now in our service, we must testify for the resurrection.
活不过来就是失败。
And if you cannot live, come alive, then you fail.
活过来就是见证。
And if you come alive, then that's a testimony.
好，所以这个对我们是一个重要提醒。
That's an important reminder.
当然，神带他到平原，看见一幅全然凄惨的一个画面。
So God brought him to a valley and saw this a very tragic sight.
整个平原上面都满了骸骨。
And the whole valley is filled with dry bones.
什么骸骨甚多
？There's many dry bones.
是什么意思
？What does that mean？
大量的死亡。
That's a great amount of death.
全然凄惨。
It's completely tragic.
今天呢，你们原谅我这样说。
Today, forgive me for saying this.
你看看地上的教会。
Look at all the churches on earth.
真是大量的死亡。
It's filled with a great amount of death.
所以我们何等需要主的怜悯。
How we need the mercy of the Lord.
并且他说是极其的枯干。
And also, it's very dry.
所以有人说这个怎么会这样死的呢
？And some people may ask, how do they die?
他们是饿死的。
They might be death by hunger.
是干死的。
Dry to death.
基督徒死亡就会碰见这个东西。
And the death of a Christian, we will touch this.
没有属灵的粮食。
There is no spiritual food.
那么只好饿死了。
So we die in hunger, die of hunger.
碰见弟兄姊妹们。
I'll run into brothers and sisters. Oftentimes they will tell me, brother son,
我们在这里饿死。
We're here dying of hunger.
不过没有完全死。
We're still not completely dead.
有的人哎呀，我们渴死了。
We are thirsty to death.
所以这里给我们看见一个光景。 那个饥荒，那个干渴临到以色列的百姓。
See such a situation, this hunger, this thirst coming upon the children of God.
他们死到变成枯干的骨头。
They are dead to a point becoming dry bones.
那并且呢，意思说呢，是死了很久，死透了。死到一点生气都没有。
And they have dead for a long time. They are completely dead. There is no life within them.
当然，神对以西结让他看见这个是指明以色列人的光景。
Of course, God allowed Ezekiel to see this. This is showing him the condition of the Israelites.
但是神告诉他说
，But God told him，
即使是这样的光景
，Even this is the situation，
神仍就能叫他复活。
God can still raise them from the dead。
那么弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
今天我们各到各处的聚会，都希望能够活过来。
Today we go to different congregations. We all hope that they will all come alive.
但是我们必须记得
，But we must remember，
复活是神的工作。
Resurrection is the work of God.
神的工作绝不能建立在人的手上。
The work of God can never be established in the hand of man. We cannot resurrect anyone else. Only the Lord can resurrect.
并且呢，神的原则是不经过死就不懂得什么叫复活。
And also the principle of God says if you did not go through death, you cannot understand resurrection.
我常常觉得我们今天的难处是这样。
Oftentimes I feel our difficulty is here.
如果我们真死了，那也就。
If we truly are dead, then it's okay.
我们的难处是半死不活。
Our problem is that we are half dead.
所以呢，只好让神学忍耐。
So we allow God to learn to be patient.
你看拉撒路就是这样。
Look at Lazarus.
那么主故意单言不去，对不对
？God delayed intentionally.
去了以后死了四天呢。
Four days he waited before he went there.
那就死透了。
He was completely dead.
他死透了，神就来了。
When he's completely dead, God comes.
所以你知道，我们今天呢，有很多时候在生命中人就挣扎了。
You know, a lot of times we struggle in life today.
我很多年前呢，我们一个年轻的同工姊妹。
Many years ago, there's a co-worker sister.
她有一天跑来跟我讲。
One day she came and talked to me.
她说弟兄，我这些日子真是要死了。
Brother son, these days I'm feeling dead.
请你为我祷告。
Please pray for me.
我看看那个样子不像死。
I look at her, it doesn't look very dead to me.
我说我不为你祷告。
I said, I don't want to pray for you.
啊，她说你没有同情心啊。
Oh brother, you don't have any mercy or compassion on me.
她说你不为我祷告我就死了。
If you don't pray for me, I'm going to die.
我说我不为你祷告。
I'm not praying for you.
她说过两天我跑到世界去了。
Then two days later, I'm going to the world.
我说如果你在主跟前觉得可以跑，你就跑吧。
And I said, if you feel that you can run away from the Lord, then you run.
一点爱心都没有。
She said, you have no compassion, no love for me.
气呼呼地走了。
And she was angry with me and she left.
你看不是很活吗？还很活着。
Didn't she look alive to me?
对不对？
She was full of life.
弟兄姊妹们，我们有时候说我们死了，那个不是。
Sometimes we say that we are dead and it's not the case.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
如果我们懂得十字架。
If we understand the cross.
十字架能把我们带到真正的死地。
The cross can lead us into the true death, the realm of death.
我们记得吗？主耶稣在十字架上死是自己死的。
You remember our Lord Jesus died on the cross. He died by himself.
那两个强盗呢？叫打断腿骨才死的。
Those two robbers, they were dead by breaking their legs.
我们今天背的是主耶稣基督给的十字架。
Today we are carrying the cross given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不是背着强盗的十字架。
We are not carrying the cross of those robbers.
所以今天教会里面有一些侍奉主的人，他们运用这个原则，他不死帮他死，这个不行。
So today in the church, some brothers use the principle of people not dying, they help them.
十字架是自己可以死。
And on the cross, you can die all by yourself. If you're going to die, you sacrifice yourself. If we truly give yourself up, deny yourself, then you can truly experience the death of the cross. That is a complete and thorough death. Then the Lord will allow us to the experience of resurrection.
So today, we know that Jesus Christ has completed the cross.所有的意义。
So today we know the Lord Jesus Christ has completed all the meanings of the cross.
那么在这个第二个意象的里面。
So within the second vision,
神就让以西结看见这件事。
God allowed Ezekiel to see this.
然后神说呢， 你要说预言。
God said you will prophesy.
我们知道这预言就是灵感的话语。
And you know this prophesy it means to have the words of inspiration.
然后他就看见一个实质的复活。
And he saw a real a physical resurrection.
这骨头上面长筋长皮了，有气息了，这样子。
And so the bones will start to grow sinews and skin and the breath.
我想哈，我不需要详细解释这些意义。
I don't need to explain all the detail.
总的给我们看见。
On the whole, it will tell us.
这是神的工作在地上啊。
This is the work of God on earth.
所带进的人在血肉上面的一个复活。
It brings upon the resurrection of the flesh and blood.
所以这个还不是永远的。
This is not eternal.
所以教会历史上很多复兴都是这样的。
In the church history, there are many revivals like this.
复兴一阵子就过去了。
And the revivals happens for a while and then it passes.
神只是要让以西结知道。
God wants Ezekiel to know.
我有这个能力可以做的。
I have this power to do this.
那么你如果配合我说预言就可以做。And
if you cooperate with me and you prophesy, you can do it.
那我们看见以西结看过这个异象之后。So
after Ezekiel saw the vision.
在历史上有没有事实的情况出现呢?
In the history, did that happen for real?
好像没有历史事实出现。It
seemed that it didn't happen in real history.
神只要让以西结明白一件事情。God
only wants Ezekiel to understand one thing.
神在人的中间是可以做复兴的工作的。God
can revive, do the work of revival among men.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。Dear
brothers and sisters.
当这个气息进到他们里面的时候，他变成一个大的军队。So
when the breath came upon them, they became a great army.
所以 主借着这两个意象,
so through these two visions, the Lord
告诉以西结,
Lord tells Ezekiel
生命的两面的情况,
the two sides of this life.
一个是从生命中可以显出耶和华的荣耀,
on the one hand, this life can exhibit the glory of God.
另外一个从生命中可以带进 复活的果效,
and from and the other side is this life can bring in the effects of the work of resurrection.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
侍奉乃是根据意象,
this service must be based upon the vision.
And
it's based on the inner vision. No matter what we see outwardly, we must see the work of God can go forth in this condition.
我们这些侍奉主的人,
so today, we who serve the Lord,
我们应该是这个生命的见证人,
we must be the witnesses or testifying for this life.
我们应当从生命的经历里面把荣耀归给神,
we should give glory to God through our life's experiences.
我们也应当经历主复活的大能,
we must also experience the resurrection power of the Lord.
让我们从那个坟墓里面出来,
that we can come out from the grave,
从死亡里面出来,
we come alive from the dead.
让我们在这里能够 把生命那个活泼的光景显明在神的跟前。
So we can show forth the lively acts of this life before God.
我们的聚会应该是活的。
Our meeting should be lively.
我们的敬拜应该是活的。
Our worship should be alive.
我们所有的侍奉都是生命的。
All the service is about life.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
一个真正侍奉主的人,
a man who truly serves God,
我们看见他必须是在神的意象的一个管制底下,
he must serve under the governance of the vision. Everything should be under the principles of God.
在以西结书里面,
in the book of Ezekiel,
这一些重大的启示,
these great important revelations, and the meanings it encompasses is very rich. Because of time, we can only mention them briefly. May the Spirit of the Lord lead all of us, brothers and sisters, into the reality of His Word, so that His Word can come alive upon us. I believe each brother and sister need to pray. We'll end our morning sharing here. I apologize for going over time. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们这是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you with all our hearts.
你的工作永远是荣耀的。
Your work is forever glorious.
你的作为是一直要到永世。
Your action will last forever.
我们求你开我们里面的眼睛。
May you open our heart, our eyes within.
让我们能像以西结一样。
So that we can be like Ezekiel.
能够看见你的意象。
So that we can see your vision.
让我们的生活侍奉受意象的支配。
May our lives and our lifestyles can be under the governance of that vision.
让我们不偏离你的道路。
So that we cannot be deviated.From your path.
主啊，若是我们有什么亏欠你的，
Lord, if there any, in any way we are shortchanging,
惹了你荣光的眼目，
that we have offense against you,
让你的荣耀无法显明在你百姓的当中，
that your glory has been prevented to show forth in your people,
你的同在不能那样的丰富，
that your presence is not richly among us,
我们要求你光照我们，
we ask that you illuminate,
show your light upon us, 给我们里面有真正的悔改，
so that we can have a true repentance,
主啊，让我们有个心智愿意遵行你的旨意，
may we have this will and desire to follow your will,
你还留我们在地上，
you kept us on earth,
还给我们机会，
and give us opportunity,
求你向我们施恩，
we ask that you have mercy upon us,
我们感谢你早晨在这里眷顾我们。
We thank you this morning, so you have taken care of us.
我们从深处把赞美归给你。
From the depth of us, we give you praises.
垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.